Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battle. Mental battle.
Hey, man. Eat some meal for life, baby.
What it look like, what it be like, what it do? Back in the building with my brother Brad. It's the Bad Podcast. Brad, what's going on, brother? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. And we had some real fine scheduling for the first 2 weeks, and then we've kind of got off that beaten path. That's okay. Last week we had some other obligations. Today we have some different obligations, but we're still getting it done. We're still having a good time. And I told you I didn't have a quote, but I just stumbled upon this quote, and it's going to tie into what we're going to talk about today. So if you're interested, you'll do what's convenient, but if you're committed, you'll do whatever it takes.
I think
a lot of times, you know, if you're interested in doing something, you know, you're going to do anything and everything when it's convenient to you. Right.
Absolutely.
And, but if it's something that's important to you, if it's something that's a necessity, like your fitness, your health, you're going to do it because you're committed. You're going to do it no matter what. And the reason that we're talking about this today is because I ran into a friend the other day, and they said, I kind of lost my way. We've been in this challenge for 2.5 weeks and they lost their way. Now, I'm not poking, I'm not prodding, I'm not doing any of that, because this happens, right? This happens to you, it happens to me, it happens to the best of us. So 2 weeks ago, they started. They said they were all in. They said they're going to do whatever it takes. This time is my time. And all the good things, you know. But what happens is when you make a resolution like this, you make a concrete decision, you start a journey. All right. And at that point, it's convenient. All right. And we do all these things. I'm all in unless. All right. And what we have to do is we have to eliminate that unless piece. Okay. Because how many times, and you've probably done this too, Dwayne, how many times have you jumped in on a journey and said, I'm going to go all in, I'm going to do all the things, I'm going to do everything that anybody asks me to do, unless it doesn't really line up with what my standards are that day or that week? How many times does that happen? Often?
Oh, please. Too many times to mention, and more times than I like to admit. And I'll be quite embarrassed, you know, just to think about that, man. That is so good, because, and it goes along with the topic about convenience, man. That whole idea of I'm there, I'm all in, until, you know, that thing, man. And here's the thing. I think we all have a thing, though. Like, even like stuff that we're super passionate about, there's a certain line, you know, but some people thing is a little closer, you know. I think that just hitting on this and bringing to reality what it is, man, and being able to identify it, because I think that's, we're going to do that, being able to identify it, and then how to overcome it, man. So I'm loving it, bro. That we should have did it the regular way, man. You had a quote and everything.
I know, man. That's on the cut. That's on the fly, baby. You know, and that's also part of life. You know, you had to do things on the fly. But you know, I want to draw an image in everybody's mind. So we are creatures of convenience. Okay, so you're driving down the road, and when you start this journey, man, you're all in, right? You have a clear focus of where you're going. You know what your destination is. But as you drive down the road, you look to the left and you look to the right, what do you see? Oh, there's McDonald's. There's Burger King. There's this. There's that. There's the Burger Shack, the milkshake, all these different things. And, when we have those temporary temptations, it's just so easy to hit up the drive-thru. It takes 5 minutes to hit the drive-thru. It takes 25 minutes. Convenience. All right, but where does convenience get you? Seldom to the place that we want to go. Like, so you hit all these temporary destinations, man, you're prolonging the ultimate destination. You're trying to get from point A to point B. But if you hit this restaurant, you hit that temptation, you hit this temporary luxury, it's going to prolong the destination. Now, I want you to also create this image. Does that destination go anywhere? No. But by hitting up here and hitting up there and hitting up here and hitting up there, it's just going to take longer. As long as you progress, as long as you keep going, all right? But the more that you can stay on the straight and narrow, and the more you can keep your eyes on the prize and not get distracted here and not get overcome by convenience there, you're going to get to that destination a whole lot faster and a whole lot more productive in a productive sense. You can just stay on that straight and narrow, baby.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I think we can break that down to the micro, man. Even in exercise, you know, you're talking about, you know, circuits. It's Wednesday. We're recording. This is dropping on a Monday. You're doing a circuit on Monday. But even in a circuit, man, you know, when we do stuff for 1 minute, you look at that clock or, you know, one of the trainers say, you know, okay, 20 seconds and you put the weight down. That's a pull off of the road, man. That's a that's a deterrent from what you're trying to get to, man. You're giving up before you get to the actual goal, man. That it's the same thing, same kind of thing, man. You got to be able to take it all the way to the zeros, man. I hear you say that all the time, man. Take it to the zeros on a micro level. You know, we're talking about a grand scheme and fitness and lifestyle, but even in day-to-day task, we need to also keep our eyes on the prize and follow through, man.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how the quote is, and I'm going to butcher this, but there's that quote that's like, I'm not done when I want to be done, but I'm done when I'm finished. And how many times have you jumped into a workout and it says, you have to do 5 sets of this, you have to do 4 sets of this, you have to do 3 sets of this, and you have to finish with 2 sets of this. And you get down to that last exercise and you're like, I think I'm good, right you know, and how many times does that happen? And I think we've touched on this before, like as you are literally heading to the showers or the locker room or whatever, you stop and you're like, all right, I'll do the 2 sets. It's inconvenient. you're already halfway home, baby, by the time you get to the showers. You're on your way to the showers, you have that piece of, oh man, this is inconvenient for me, but I think we have to do a better job at appreciating and accepting that inconvenience, you know, and you touched on that recognition piece. I talked about this thing this morning. It's called kintsugi. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's a Japanese term where something is shattered, like a piece of pottery is shattered. It's broken.
I was going to say, bless you when you said
thank you.
Go ahead, man. I'm mad.
Kintsugi. That's good. So kintsugi is when a piece of pottery breaks. Okay. It's a Japanese term. And when it breaks, they look at this piece of pottery. And a lot of times what we would do is we would look at that piece of pottery. We'd say, it's shattered, it's broken, it's torn, it's tattered, whatever, however you want to look at it, it's unfixable. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that right there is that piece of, I'm walking away from my bench press. I'm walking away from that last exercise or whatever. I'm seeing what's in front of me as broken. Okay. But here's where the kintsugi piece comes in. All right. The Japanese will actually take this golden glue and they will piece back this piece of pottery. So the piece of pottery at one point was worth $5. But as they piece it back together with this golden glue, there's actual bits of gold in it. Now you can sell this piece of pottery for $25, $55, wow. $105. So, you know, you take something that's broken, you take something that's shattered. And for you and me, that's going to be hard to recognize what could be. But by taking the inconvenience of picking up the pieces, putting those pieces back together like a puzzle using the golden glue, now you have yourself the product that you've always desired. But you have to appreciate and accept that there's going to be inconveniences along the way.
Wow. No, that's fire.
That's deep.
That's deep, man. That has so many layers, man. Yeah. You know, because we all can relate to brokenness. You know, we all can relate to the failure aspect of it. But changing your view of it, you know, instead of it being, you know, it's broken, you know, throw it in the trash. But okay, this is broken. I'm actually gonna make a masterpiece out of it. You know, I'm gonna change my mindset. Instead of feeling like it's a failure, I'm gonna go even harder. I'm gonna get even better, man. And I think that's gonna speak to a lot of people, man. Because I'm just thinking to myself, man, like, you know, how many times have we, you know, kind of threw stuff away whenever, you know, it didn't quite turn out the way we thought it was supposed to turn out. You know, mm-hmm. that's the same as that Kintsuchi.
Kintsuchi. Okay. Yeah. All right. God bless you. Right.
But that's the same thing, man. Like, you know, and kind of going back to the convenience and inconvenience, it's convenient to get the broom and dustpan mm-hmm. out, sweep mm-hmm. it up, throw it in the mm-hmm. trash. There's a little inconvenience there, and putting yourself in that space of inconvenience, the reward, you know, like you said, it, you know, 3, 4, 5 fold more money, or value, after mm-hmm. putting yourself in inconvenience for a season mm-hmm. so that you can see something different. And we want to also remind you, the inconvenience, it isn't eternal. Like, it's, you know, right. it's sometimes it's just right. That extra that yeah. you don't want to do, man. And for a small period of time, and the reward definitely will come. And so mm-hmm. just want to put yeah. that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. The more that you can inconvenience yourself today, and the more that you can just, you know, tell yourself and recognize those situations as opportunities to grow. Because a lot of times, man, we like to think of our journey as a point A to point B journey. Yep. That's just not how it goes, man. It's yep. point A to point B to point C to point F to point 7.
Back to A.
Yeah, man. Like, yeah, back to A, you know, back to yeah. square one, because, you know, this is a up and down through the peaks and valleys and sort of journey. And, you know, it's, again, that recognition piece and just reminding yourself. So, you know, again, creatures of habit and eliminate the unless. So I want you to, you know, once you get into a mindset of I'm trying to grow, or I'm trying to get better, I'm trying to improve my life somehow, some way, you're going to be steered in all sorts of directions. You're going to be tempted. You're going to have all these things that come up and try to knock you off your path, right? Mm-hmm. This is what you have to do. This is a pro tip, okay? You have to keep that grand vision somewhere up here, okay? That mm-hmm. masterpiece that we so often talk about, you have to keep that somewhere up here so you can drill into that. You can tap into that somehow, some way. When you know, your buddies are going out on a Thursday night, when you tried to do something but you fell off the shelf and you shattered and you can't see what the piece of pottery could be, mm-hmm. you got to remember, this is my masterpiece. This is what I'm trying to accomplish. This is what I'm trying to become. Carry on.
Carry yeah, on man. My yeah. wayward stuff. Watch
out now. Well, hey, right. back down.
Yeah. Hey, hey, bring it out, man. We don't have copyrights to that, man. So we don't want to get no legal. But no, that's dope, man. And, you know, you talk about having that grander picture in your mind. I'm gonna take it a step further, man. I literally right now, I'm not gonna turn the camera, but I have a picture right here, like to my right, of a goal that I'm trying to reach. It's an Instagram fitness guy, and mm-hmm. I actually printed it out and put it on my wall. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, not only have the vision in your mind, you know, people say vision board, create you a vision board, yes. create that vision, mm-hmm. Post it, you know, your sticky notes, put it on your mirror, things that you can see. You know, even my wife has a picture of a goal that she has. She has it on the cupboard, like, you know, where all the goodies are located. So you see the picture before you open that door, mm-hmm. man. So, mm-hmm. it you know, keeping that visual in your mind is great. But, you know, you also can be creative and get your vision board and print it out and all of that stuff. And yeah. that will help you stay on task whenever I want to. You know, Beth, my buddy Beth, always get on me. I always talk about Oreos being my thing and my pitfall, Oreos and Reese's. And so I always talk about it on my other podcast, and Beth always give me a hard time. So whenever I think about Reese's or Oreos, I look over and I see that guy yeah. over there, man, with mm-hmm. the abs popping, and I'm like, ah, like, mm-hmm. you know, I get some yeah. sugar-free gum. But no, that goes back to, you know, having a strong enough vision, having a strong enough goal, and then visualizing it during the tough times, man. So that, I think that was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's weeding through the thick vines and all that stuff. We've talked about that, and it's very difficult to remind yourself of that, but, you know, in as cliche as, these vision boards are, I'm a believer, man. I am a believer, because on my vision board, my dream house, my dream body, you know, something about my kids, something about my wife, you know, all the things that I want in a quality life. There's constant reminders on my vision board, and I do mm-hmm. a vision board every year. because I want that visual. I want something that's hanging in my bedroom. I want something that's hanging by my bathroom mirror. You know, something somewhere I'm going to pass on a daily basis. There is always a constant visual of what's there, a reminder of what I got to do. All right. Hey, I don't mean to end this, but when duty calls, I got to rock and roll. We'll have to pick up. Next week is going to be on you for the Do You Know segment. So come in with some fire.
We'll do,
guys.
It.
At the end of the day, you know, and I want to wrap this up on a positive note, not some "Hey, I gotta go, I gotta go." I want to wrap it up like this. I want to wrap up like this, man. When you're shattered and you can't remember what it looks like to obtain your dream, remember Kintsugi. All right, use the golden glue, piece it back together, and become the best version of you. But it takes vision and it takes discipline. Don't seek out convenience. All right, seek out inconvenience. Love you guys.
Later, y'all. Peace.